Hello, and welcome to the We Can Rest Assured podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earl, and I'll be your speaker today. The We Can Rest Assured podcast is based off the book by Brother Chuck Northrop of the same title, We Can Rest Assured. And his topic throughout this book, and so will ours be as well, is the topic of assurance. And we also want to let you know that works are currently underway to make this book available in an ebook format, and we'll let you know more about that as that goes on. We'll begin today by looking at our topic, our first topic, as we look at the topic of assurance. Can I know I am saved? Most of us have probably been approached by someone who asked, if you die tonight, do you know you are saved? How do you respond to such a question? Can you know you are saved? If so, how can you know? Is it just a feeling of the heart, or is it something else? Something more concrete or more tangible? Often the reason behind the question, can I know I am saved, is the appearance of assurance in the religious world. However, we must keep in mind that there are some who claim to have assurance, but in reality do not. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, spoke of some who thought they were saved, but were not. In Matthew 7, verse 21 through 23, it is recorded, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Notice that these persons claim to have done many wonderful works in the name of the Lord, but the Lord said he never knew them. They obviously thought they were saved, but were not. Although some people misuse and abuse the topic of assurance, their assurance is nonetheless real and attainable. When asked if a Christian can know he has eternal life, our response should be as we find in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. Here the Bible says, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God." So let's examine the passage of 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, beginning with the phrase, "These things I have written." This passage shows the purpose of the first epistle of John. This purpose is also mentioned earlier in the letter in 1 John 1 and verse 4. Here the Bible says, "And these things we write to you that your joy may be full." This message of assurance was given to the Apostle John, and he declared it through the eternal word unto us. John writes in 1 John 1 and verse 5, "This is a message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all." John was simply a witness and therefore proclaimed to the church what he had witnessed. John also writes in 1 John 1, beginning in verse 1. Here he says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness, and declare to you the eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ." This is a tremendous similarity between the Gospel, or excuse me, there is a tremendous similarity between the Gospel of John and the first epistle of John. He encompasses many of the same topics, such as life, light, love, fellowship, and death. Even the form and vocabulary are similar. Both letters begin with the announcement of the word, that is Logos, which is the Son of God, and both letters conclude with their respective purposes. John states the purpose of the gospel in John 20, verse 30 and 31. Here the Bible says, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." We thank you for being here with us today in our first episode of We Can Rest Assured. We hope you'll join us again next week as we continue looking at the topic of assurance.